lot has happened since the last time we recorded. A couple consensus All-Americans have been named. Caitlin Clark and Keegan Murray go off on the same night. The Iowa offensive coordinator position still has not been filled. Tons of conjecture online about that. And we called Josie Jewell live to see what was up with that play against Sam Laporta this weekend. Let's have a day. Let's go. Welcome back into the Washed Up Walk-Ons podcast. We're here again for another episode. Joining me is Grant G-Bone, G-String, live from Colorado still, right?
Yes, Colorado for a while.
For a while?
For a while now.
You're on that college kid Christmas break.
Yes, I'm on a college kid Christmas break. Iowa has a very generous one, might I add as well.
They do, yeah. Specifically this year, is it like different for some reason, or is it you just...
No, it's every year. It's like this.
I mean, it's like what? Like 6 weeks?
It's a month, about.
Oh, it's only a month.
Which is still pretty like good, weeks. Though. I think it's a generous break. And I love this time of the year, too. Like, not only is it holidays, there's like cookies constantly available. The sports are always on, and they're always good. This is my favorite. And it's also, too, like, during the summer, you know, nice weather. I feel obligated to go outside, maybe run around a little bit, exercise. It's cold. There's nothing else to do but sit on the couch and watch football. So I love this time of year.
There's every excuse to just plant yourself in front of a TV or a computer and just enjoy some good old-fashioned content.
Yes, as you should. It's our obligation, too. That is what the founding fathers envisioned for us as Americans when they founded this country.
Is sitting on the couch watching sports?
Yes.
That's what James Madison and George Washington had in mind.
Correct.
Okay. It could be it. It is a great time of year. You're senior.
Yes.
This is your last Christmas break. This is my last break, really. This is your last break.
Yeah.
There
is spring break, but.
Okay. True. Because you'll be graduating in May, correct?
Yes.
So this break and then your spring break, you realize there aren't really those incorporated into adult life, right?
No. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I'm trying to like soak it into it. It's also like it's convenient. I have friends who still come home, you know, during winter break. That's just not going to happen after this year. So trying to soak in all the stuff a little bit right now.
It was a very interesting moment when so after our final season, we had graduated that December, but then we stayed to train that spring the spring of 2018 semester. But none of us had jobs, none of us had school. We've talked about it. It's the greatest semester we've ever been through. It wasn't even a real semester. We were just done. We just called it our spring semester, and it was a very hard reality to then go and like. For the first time ever in 2018 spring, when the NFL decided, 5-10 long snapper, we're good. I did not go back to, like, my journey home was not back to my parents' house because I was moving in with my fiance at the time, now wife. Now, and it was
you were engaged when you were in college?
Yeah, for my fifth season, we were engaged.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there were several guys like that. I think Josie and them.
Well, didn't like Blythe have a son his last year?
Blythe's wife was pregnant in his final bowl game, I believe. Yeah.
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 No, so, I'm not saying that that's irregular. I didn't know that's what you did.
No, I mean, there's definitely guys who have kids during college. A lot of those are probably not necessarily as planned as they'd like them to be. But I had plenty of teammates who had children. Several had children that were planned. Blythe was one of them. He actually graduated in 4 years, but yeah, they got married, I believe, before his final season. And then like, it was weird because if you have a family, it's like part of university rules. if you have a family at like on a bull trip, like he got his own hotel room for him and his wife and his kid.
Oh, really?
Or his unborn kid.
I guess that makes sense. Like if you got to bring your family with you,
like the rest of the team, we're all like paired up like we normally are on a, yeah. On an away game. It's like, all right, who's my pairing? You know, I'm with Keith Duncan, Bo and Josie are together. You know, you're in mm-hmm. your position group. And there's Blythe and his wife. They get their own hotel room for a week on the university's dime. Everyone was like, oh, Blythe, big guy.
Yeah. Well, who is it like? I think it's like Oklahoma State had a punter this year that was 34 years old.
Had, somebody like, did, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, it probably makes sense that that guy should probably just – he can just travel with his family and not some 18-year-old yeah. long snapper.
It's like, are you really going to bunk with the freshman kicker? Or are you going to –
Yeah, it's like, let's just make this easy, and we can just put him in the express with his family.
It's part of what the transfer portal has given us.
34-year-olds, or?
Well, no, not really. It takes a lot to be a 34-year-old who is actually on a college football team. It is weird, though. I just watched the Texas dominated the Division I National Championship of volleyball today against Nebraska. In fact, just rolled through Wisconsin in the semis and then just steamrolled Nebraska in the championship. Absolute craziness if you know anything about volleyball and followed this year. And they have, in large part, they're very good because they have four seniors. One of them is a sixth-year senior. Like, you're getting a ton of these, like, even when it was just 4 years, there were some times where you get, like, an early enrollee kid 17, maybe just turned 18 years old, and they're very clearly a kid. Like, they are still a kid. And then there's like some guys who make it to that, you know, 22 years old. Maybe they're an old college player in the old system and they're 23. Mm-hmm. And they're very clearly like developed. And you're like, oh, we've got some men playing with some kids here. This is man versus boy.
Yeah. No, if you graduated high school in the spring of 2019, mm-hmm. you hit the perfect time of eligibility because mm-hmm. you got 2 free years before your eligibility clock even started.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's where you can really rack it up. And especially too in football, like half the guys like, okay, I'm just going to redshirt to start.
Right.
So then you end up getting like 7 years if you wanted.
Really. Well, and then if you get injured and happen to not play a year because of injury, now you got a medical redshirt.
Yeah, you just keep it going.
It's unbelievable, dude. Yeah. So now you look at it and you're like, okay, well, there could be 24, 25-year-olds. Now we're talking about legitimate adults.
Yeah, and you know what? It's really also, I didn't even think about this originally, but it's even more the lotto now because before you could have been like, okay, yeah, this guy's a 6 year, but like, will you just be making more money if you just went to corporate America or like went to the NFL? Now it's like NIL, but stay. Why not?
All the more reason to stay.
Yeah, why not? Especially too, like, I mean, there's guys who probably aren't going to play pro that just because like their personality or their name is cool 100%. Are racking in money right now because they're like what Iowa State has that thing with the pork producers right now.
Yeah.
Who is like a ham, bacon. And
yeah, not one of those guys is going to probably see any NFL money.
Yeah. I think one of them was good.
Is it Purchase? Purchase might.
Yeah. But it's still like, okay, like just off your name, you can still make a bunch of money. So why not come back?
Yeah. Or like, I think Ames and Iowa City are two really great examples of it. They're small markets relative to the national scene, right? It's not Chicago or Minneapolis or LA or all these big schools. Or like a Texas where you have, you know, there's 10 Division I football teams in Texas, right? But
all right, how many can we name off the dome?
Maybe seven. There might
FCS
be seven.
Too. Are we counting FCS?
I don't know the FCS ones, but I think there's seven D1 programs. FBS.
Yeah.
You got Texas, TCU, Texas Tech, right, Texas A&M.
TCU, Texas Tech, Texas Rice. A&M, Rice, Houston, UTSA, SMU.
SMU.
Texas State. And then.
Is it UTEP or is that Tennessee?
No, UTEP is El Paso. Okay.
So I think it's 10.
North Texas.
Oh, North Texas.
Denton, Texas.
Right. So like Texas is this massive state where it's like, and sure, you've got Texas and maybe A&M who have the most fan base, the most behind them. But they're not these small town markets where they're going to buy into these kids as stories. Right.
I would say like College Station. Right. As much as I give like A&M the cult stuff, like Having a Colt is going to help the NIL money a lot, actually. So it, I think it is a little different in those towns where sure. College Station is still a college town. But I mean, yeah, if you're just in Dallas, it can be tough.
Yeah, for sure. Kevin Ward. You're not on your microphone yet, but it's good to see you, buddy. Nice burp. Perfect welcome from Kevin. And we're just talking about Kev as we catch you up here about how you can basically be like a 27-year-old nowadays. And it's just like normal. It's just that's senior age for college students. And there's no real incentive to get out of college anymore.
Yeah, no, it was a weird it was a weird period in college football there where we had been done for 4 years and there were guys still playing at right. the same age as us.
In fact, I'm pretty sure there's still a couple players who have gotten weird, like 7 year careers who were there when we were there this year. Like if you get a red shirt, a medical red shirt and a COVID year, you would be in your seventh senior year right now. Not yeah. your seventh senior year, but your yeah. seventh year senior year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. There's probably some guys that played the 2023 season that were freshmen, true freshmen, our senior year.
Ridiculous. Welcome in. Now we have a complete show. All three of us are here. It's good to see you guys. It felt like an eternity, maybe not for you guys, but it felt like an eternity that we've podcasted. And it's
been a while. Been a while. Good to see you, boys. Grant, how did the finals go?
It was good. I wasn't like too nervous about any of them. Like I was most worried about just waking up for my 7:30 a.m. final, just making sure I was there on time. Made it. Got there early, actually. Just didn't really sleep. Weird walking to a final when it's like it's still dark outside. The sun had not risen yet.
That is weird.
it was a really weird experience. I was worried the business school wasn't even going to be open. Like I was going to be locked outside.
The old Papa John business building?
Yeah. Turns out it's open like 6:30 a.m. But yeah, no, finals did go well, though. I appreciate you asking.
Did we get our grades back yet?
No.
Probably still.
Actually, I think we're working on two of them still, but nothing – I haven't gotten any emails yet saying I need to re-register for the class in the spring. So
it'd be tough.
Should be good.
What are we shooting for GPA wise this semester?
Graduate. I don't know. He's
just on the graduate plan just, right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like this damage, just don't make it worse, but also it's like,
I mean,
like,
as you know,
even if I had a 4.0, it's going to,
as your current employer, I didn't look at I didn't even think about your GPA as a qualification for our job. So
this isn't like suits where you're like, for podcast interns, we only hire out of Harvard. So you must be very, very highly qualified.
Correct. Yes. Suits. Great show, by the way. One of my all time favorites. We had some fan art drawn for us.
Let's see it.
Okay, I just wanted your reaction, and neither of you said anything. So
I mean, it could be.
So this is from Robert Burns. He actually retweeted it with a caption. He forgot the caption the first time. I guess this is something. I don't know if he's like printed out the picture from when we
took. It looks like the Big Ten title one.
Yeah, it's the one we use on like our Patreon or the best picture basically that you, me, and Drake have taken together. It's Drake with his arms around us, and his daughter drew this.
That's insane. That's awesome.
He's got the Walk on Army shirt, the Hawks by a Millie sweatshirt that Drake was wearing.
That was the quarter zip I was wearing. Yeah,
she's got the Drake flow on his shoulders. It's pretty cool.
I fuck with it.
I think that's the first fan art we've ever got.
Yeah, well, when you said fan art, I was like, you know, my mind's going the exact opposite way that this went, but. That's why you didn't get exactly exciting reaction out of me right away. But
you know. Thought someone was like, it was going to be a Photoshop of like our heads on porn stars or something.
Definitely imagined it involving genitalia.
Okay. Yes. Well, and I guess if you want to classify Photoshopped pictures of us from the internet, then we've gotten a lot of that in the Discord. In fact, that almost warrants its own thread in the Discord. There's so much of that. But shout out to Robert Burns. Thanks for sharing this on social media. If you guys have the, I guess, the time and you're that bored and you draw pictures of us, send them in. We'll share them on the show. Another cool little anecdote that I was mentioned in this weekend. Somebody on our YouTube channel, subscribe to the YouTube, by the way. We're just a mere 73 subscribers away from 3K And I know I said that was our goal. Grant said, well, why not 5K? I was a little bit more realistic.
I'm moving it up to 10.
Well, we're going to go to the moon. But 3K by the end of the year, if we could get like in 2 weeks, we get 70 subscribers, that'd be great. Get us to the 3K mark.
Make new accounts.
Get your grandma's email.
Get your grandma's YouTube account and sign in and subscribe to the walk-ons.
Suddenly 70 subscribers overnight appear for the walk-ons. It's crazy.
All under Lorraine Johnson, some just deceased grandma of one of our fans. Someone commented on our video. I think I had mentioned something about my dad something about when my dad played back in the 80s. Someone commented and said, Tyler, I was at the 1987 Holiday Bowl and the 2015 Rose Bowl. So I got to see you and your dad play in a bowl game.
That's kind of sick.
That's weird. I bet there's not many people who can say they were at both of those games or at that game and one of the bowl games during our time at Iowa. So that's at
those both games, exact both games. I'm going to say it's less than 100 for sure.
So not only
your dad can say that though.
Your dad can't.
And not only can that person say that, but they can say they saw me and my dad both play in a bowl game in California, which is cool.
I'm guessing this person is most likely from California or just a big Hawk fan that goes to all the bowl games.
I have no idea. It was very cool though. I was like, what a weird like time warp that is.
I mean, there's some fans out there that, you know, they go to every bowl game every year, you know?
Dedication.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute dedication.
And that was what? From 2015 to 90? Was it 1990?
1987.
87. So it's almost 30 years apart.
It's 28 years.
Of just going to every bowl game. Could be, but.
Yeah. Could be. Did you guys happen to see, before we get into some other football stuff, did you guys happen to see what Keegan Murray did last night?
And the better question would be, what didn't he do last night?
That is the better question.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, I love the photo too of him with the score. They got the box score below, like 12 of 13 from 3, 47 points. And just classic Keegan Murray fashion, just emotionless. Just like a slight little grin, like, ooh. It's a lot of points, guys.
If you look just remember that Kings fans were not excited about the draft pick.
They were furious.
Mm-hmm.
They were mad.
But now I do love what they do with him when they announce him. They're like, from Iowa, Keegan. And then everyone yells, Murray.
Dude, it's in 2K.
It's awesome.
They put it in the game.
It's pretty – like the Murray brothers are going to have a really special NBA career. For sure. I need them to be on the same team, though, at some point.
Oh, God, it would be amazing. I saw they asked Steph and the Warriors just got done playing, and the Kings game was still going on. They asked Steph about how hard like that record is, because I think the record's 13 or something by Clay for like three-pointers in a game.
That sounds right.
And Steph was like, wait a second, what's he got? And they're like, he's 12 of 13 right now. And he's like, oh, man, he's getting them up. He's like, somebody get that on. And I'm like, this is so crazy. Like, Steph Curry, like one of the biggest superstars in all of this.
What are rookie contracts? How long are they in the NBA?
I have no idea. Grant, do you know anything about that?
Maybe one or 2 years, that. If I had to guess.
I assume you're getting at, Kev,
he's going to sign a massive contract.
Yeah, yeah. I mean.
Even like low level guys get paid a lot in the NBA.
Well, there's only so many, like there's very few players.
There's like 13 guys on the team, right?
So they have a lot of money to go around. Yeah. The guy from Iowa State that's blowing it up this year, Haliburton.
Yeah.
He got paid like $55 million a year.
Yeah. Standard rookie contract is 4 years in the NBA.
Maybe it's not 55. Maybe it's like $35 million.
I thought the max in the NBA was like 50. Or maybe that's,
I don't know.
Man, I'm working on outdated information here.
Find me Haliburton's contract. I know when I saw it, it's absurd.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The NBA does have salary caps, unlike the
MLB. Yeah. And yes, MLB no salary cap, and NBA yes salary cap. And Tyrese Haliburton signed in July a 5-year, $260 million contract.
There you go. There you go, dude. I'm telling you, this guy got absolutely. Paid
that 50? That wouldn't make a dent in the Shohei Ohtani contract.
which is unbelievable.
Would it make sense? I mean, I don't know, man. That's 50 out of, I mean, Shohei's getting paid 70 a year.
Yeah, it's a pretty big debt. I mean, the deferred nature of that contract, by the way, the Ohtani contract.
Is they're getting paid like 90% of it after the contract.
It's for the next 10 years, it's only $2 million
a year. Right.
Yeah.
Are they fucked then?
They might have to sell the team.
Like in 10 years, are they fucked, right?
No. I think it works out for them as well.
Wow. That's wild.
You get the asset up front.
Yeah.
And then
you get to make money off of him.
Yeah, and then the time value of money, so like 7 year, 10 years, whatever, $700 million would probably be closer to current value of 650, maybe. I don't know. Was 2% each year. No, I'm not gonna do the math right now. It's insane contract. I don't know why he would take so little up front though, you know.
It is kind
of, I would at least take still in California, $2 million in California. You're still paying half that away in tax.
Not a lot.
The Angels might still be paying him though too. And he's probably making a bunch off endorsements as well.
No, of course.
You're right. Oh, well, he's not hurting for money by any means. Yeah. I mean,
I'm just saying, there's a lot of people in California going to be living a lot better than you, even though you're technically making $70 million a year.
You're right.
It would be hilarious, though, if the best player in baseball lived in like a studio apartment with three roommates in downtown LA. Like three struggling actors in LA trying to make it and Shohei Ohtani.
He just shows up after practice and say, hey, guys, how's it going?
Ohtani is one of, and I'm very, very low on the baseball IQ and knowledge, but right now I pay attention to baseball so little that I think Ohtani is maybe one of three guys I can name that would actually get me to tune in to an inning or two of baseball on TV.
Oh, he's an absolutely electric baseball player. Grant, correct me if I'm wrong. He's 28 right now.
I have no idea how old he is. That sounds right though. I mean,
yeah. The guy is a Cy Young pitcher, and he's an MLB All-Star /29 MVP hitter.
He's our age.
Yeah.
Legend.
He's unheard of to be that good at both aspects of the game.
He's the best pitcher and hitter in the league.
Yeah, so like he got paid basically two contracts, right? Yeah. So like a pitcher that good, he would get paid $35 million a year. A hitter that good would get paid $35 million a year. He got both of them.
Insane, dude.
It'll be interesting to see if it works out for the Dodgers, though. He is coming off a Tommy John surgery and, a 10-year contract at 28. You know, those last 3 years, you're not getting the same player that you're getting.
No. Right? Yeah. No.
I mean, even if you just get him as a DH, though, for a year and then have him maybe try pitching again later, like, still worth it.
I think he fully intends on pitching again.
Oh, I'm sure he does too. But like, if you want to be extra careful, I don't know. I'm not a manager. I don't know anything.
I mean, the thing is, like, he's on your roster. And say, like, you want to take it slow with him, and then playoffs come around. It's like, hey, you good to pitch? Like,
yeah, sure. Let me
warm it up. that contract's insane. Keegan is also going to get a massive contract. Caitlin went for 38 in Des Moines last night. Don't know if either of you got to see any of that.
She also signed a new contract, right? Gatorade?
Sure did. Is the newest Gatorade athlete. So that
now, since I was a Powerade school, does she have to bring her own refreshments to the game?
It's an interesting conversation because we used to get hawked all the time by Greg at practice if we had anything other than Nike on.
Yeah. Yeah. They take those deals seriously.
Like even at practice, because they would take photos at practice. You know, you got B-Ray out there taking pics, and then he's going to post those, or the Iowa Hawkeye football account or Instagram account is going to post pics and stuff. And if you're wearing something other than Nike, it wasn't like a reprimand, but it was like, hey, let's make sure we wear can we get you something that you're going to wear that's got the swoosh on it? Like, it's pretty funny. Yeah, Caitlin went for 38. They came back to Des Moines and played a little doubleheader of the men's women's game. They played nobodies. In fact, the football game, if you guys caught it, Howard versus Florida A&M.
Oh, the Celebration Bowl?
That's who we played. We played Florida A&M.
Yeah.
For basketball. The men did.
Fighting Rattlers.
And then... and they pulled it out, by the way. If you're in the bull, pick them for the Discord.
Yeah.
They were like one of the heavy favorites.
Scary start, though.
Scary start over a 6-5 Howard team. And then the women played. Who did the women even play? I don't even remember. They were that forgettable. But Caitlin had 9 threes and was just like, she was, you know, she's just being Caitlin. She happened to last night also pass the Iowa State chick from last year, Ashley Jones, for 9th all-time leading scorer. So she's on her way. I believe she has to average something like 24 the rest of the year to in just the regular season, I believe. Not even counting Big Ten tournament or NCAA tournament games, and she will be the all-time leading scorer of women's basketball in college. So,
and she is another year she wants it?
She sure does. She sure does.
So you're telling me that when she sets this record, it's going to be untouchable?
I'm telling you that it's fairly untouchable, assuming they play at least 2 or 3 games in the Big Ten tournament and probably at least 2 games guaranteed in the NCAA tournament.
And then the whole next year.
Well, but is she coming back?
Don't see why not.
Well, but here's the deal. We've had this conversation before, and I thought before she was like international superstar, like when she was climbing and she hadn't reached exit velocity, I thought, oh, there's no way she doesn't come back, right? You know, you get to that senior year, you're like, ah, one more year. I just want one more. Everybody feels that. Me and you 6 years later are still like, yeah, I think I could lace him up for one more year. At least one more game. Grant's over there like, ah, Rhodes College. I could probably lace it up one more time.
No, I'm burnt out. I'm done.
Oh, okay. All right. Podcasting. Just grinded you to a bone.
Podcasting now. Yeah. Okay. Also, I don't think they'd like the, oh, here's footage of all the gambling things this guy's done.
That's true. We'd have a lot to work around there. It's like, hey, it says that you... Like we're just running into an issue. It says you guys had a podcast or have a podcast that is sponsored by sportsbooks, and you guys make picks on the show.
You're selling shirts that say if you're not gambling, you're not watching.
Huh, yeah,
interesting.
That's going to be an issue for your eligibility that remains. No, but Kev, I thought with that when she was on the upward rise, it was like, oh, she's going to make more money staying in Iowa City and getting these NIL deals. But now, the deals that she has, they're not Iowa City dependent. It's Nike. It's Gatorade. It's H&R Block. It's Hy-Vee. Well,
they're not, but could you make the argument that she has a bigger persona brand being the best player in college basketball versus, you know, she'll probably be a good WNBA player. I don't know like where she'll stack up as far as...
I do think it's right. And maybe she does step in and she's like immediately one of the best players in the league. But I think it's funny because I think Iowa fans think that she immediately enters the WNBA and is just the best in the league. And it's just
she could be. Who knows? I mean, it happens.
It does. It does happen. I hope she is. I really do. I would agree with you that her persona, the brand, is probably stronger and more connected if she stays in Iowa City another year. But I also feel like that, like listening to her talk in press conferences and articles that are written and just the way that they talk. I mean, she is all they talk about for the entire game. Every time they play
any Iowa event, it is all they talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any
she's
Iowa.
She's so event. Big now that she's quite literally being,
and I don't know. But I don't think she gets that kind of attention in the WNBA. I mean, do you?
No. And here's where I'm going with this. I think that she's starting to feel, and if you listen to a couple of her quotes, you can kind of hear it too. I think she's starting to feel like she is different, because she is, and she has this obligation to elevate the sport And I think there might be a pull to do that at the next level because the WNBA is so kind of meh and overlooked. I think she might feel this like, I'm going to go into the league and I'm going to take the league to another level of like popularity. And if she feels that, that's pretty strong. That's like legacy kind of shit. So I don't know. It's very interesting though to me.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know. We've got a few football things here on the back half of the show. I do want to take a quick second as we are winding down our time to Christmas and the new year. As you know, as a listener of the Washed Up Walk-Ons, maybe you don't. Maybe you've just been here for a short amount of time. Our main goal with this show, other than to buy diapers for me, since I actually do take a salary from this thing, is to make money for UI Children's Hospital. Ever since our first merch run that went completely haywire back in 2018-19, and we had to refund everybody that bought.
Hey, but unlike certain other gentlemen from our class, we refunded the people that didn't get the things they paid for.
You're damn right we did. That's good ball by us. Ever since that first run, we have attached that we are donating 50% of our profit to UI Children's Hospital. It is our, it's our charity of choice. It is the easy choice. It sits right there next to Kinnick. Everything that is connected to Iowa football seems to also be connected to the Children's Hospital. And you see that represented and sort of mimicked by many of the UI student athletes. It's probably one of the best and coolest things that has happened between Iowa athletics and something outside of itself. So I want to make one more plea to you guys to sign up for our Patreon, which in turn makes that donation from us to the Children's Hospital bigger. You could just give to us. I wouldn't suggest that. It doesn't get you anything else extra out of it. I want to get you guys perks as well, which is why the Patreon is so important. Patreon.com/washedupwalkons. We are 2 weeks away. I'm about to make the donation. It's again going to be very big.
Did we top last year?
It's not going to top last year because we just didn't do as much with our sponsorships on the show. But it's big. Like it's I know we suck, right? And I wanted to read for those who are like, did they really give it to the hospital? Like, where is this going? Does it just go to the building or does it go to something specific? We donate to the Child Life Fund. All right, I want to let you guys know exactly what that is and where your money's going. And I want to give a little, it's not a testimony, but it's somebody that reached out after last year and felt the need to share with us a really, really cool sort of sentiment. The Child Life Fund is a fund that helps kids during their stay. And the Child Life Specialists, they are actively working with these kids on a daily basis to understand their physical and psychological needs. And they then go and purchase items or experiences or things that can help the kids live and try and be, you know, like live a normal life while they're inside the hospital. You just search Child Life Fund, UI Children's, and you can bring up all their stuff. It's very, very cool, the work that they're doing. We got this message last year and I've held on to it for a very long time. Didn't really know how or when to use it or just randomly plug it in. It seems to fit here. So, I'm pretty sure I was like bawling the first time I read this. So we're going to try and get through it, but it's very cool. We're in the season of giving. I love that we're able to do this as a show. I'll leave the name out, but it says, my name is blank. I wanted to reach out and tell you guys how thankful I am for your show and your efforts to raise money for the hospital. My son blank has been here for several weeks. Again, this was last year. And the experience the hospital is able to give these kids during the holidays has meant the world to us. There are many long hours. And yesterday I read in my son about how many former players like yourselves have used your platform to fundraise money for the kids like him. He's a quiet kid, but loves talking Hawkeye football. And hours after the conversation had ended, he said, quote, Mom, you know, those football players who raise money for the kids here, they're kind of like superheroes, end quote. He wants to be just like you guys and your former teammates. Thank you for the work you do and for being role models for little ones like him. I was like, holy shit, when I read that one. Very, very cool. And to be able to like know that our money that we raise goes to situations like that is incredible. So if you want to be a part of that, if you want to help our journey there and our goal, patreon.com/washedupwalkons. any tier works, you're going to be able to donate to the kids, plus get cool perks from us, the walk-ons, throughout the year. We thank you so much for being a part of that. And now we will proceed. Something that Kevin and I didn't even come close to doing at the University of Iowa as football players, unanimous All-Americans. Two more will be added to the wall from this season. Of course, Coop DeJean, just an all-timer, the modern-day Niall Kinnick, and Tory Taylor. Unanimous.
Now, I don't know why you even felt the need to put our names in that opening sentence there.
You're right. I don't know why
either. Generally, you have to play more. I mean, unless you are Tory Taylor, you have to play more than 15 snaps a game to
That's true.
Be considered.
Someone voted him. I don't know what this was in, but somebody voted him the best player in the Big Ten. One of the coaches did.
Big Ten player of the year. Yeah. And it wasn't Kirk Ferentz. You're not allowed to vote for your own players.
I mean, I suppose there's an argument for it, right?
If you talk about most important, like if you take away that player from the team, which team suffers the most, it might be Torrey.
Oh, that's a bold take.
I'm not saying it is, but he's got at least a conversation to be had. Can you think of another one?
I mean, especially like this year and last year, like he for sure won us multiple football games.
Yeah. Like if you take Marvin Harrison off of Ohio State, do they look any different? I mean,
they probably lose a couple more games this year.
Yeah. They might. He's up there. You know, he's
pretty good.
I know he's good. Imagine if he goes on to be a Hall of Famer like his dad. God, the genetics.
Yeah.
Shout out to Hawks in the NFL, by the way. Dude, LaPorta had three tutters last night.
Freaking hat trick.
I think that was a fake video. That was all AI.
Did you see the one, Kev?
Oh, yeah, I saw it. I saw it live time, and I'm just like, oh.
You think Josie would answer his phone right now?
Probably not, but are you trying to call him?
I was thinking about it.
I think if you call him and he doesn't answer, do you think he answers when I call him?
Yeah. The second call?
Yeah, probably. So here's the deal. I want to do it, but
he played yesterday. It's 6 o'clock now in Colorado on a Sunday evening. He's probably got the evening off.
Yeah, he's definitely got the day off. I'm calling him.
He might. You're calling him.
Can you ask him about the Christmas Eve tickets as well?
Christmas Eve tickets.
Yes, but I did see the play in question. I don't think he's going to appreciate your tweet whenever he sees it.
I'm just going to ask him if he saw my tweet.
Oh, God.
My heart's thumping. I'm nervous.
He's being recorded, you know. So,
Josie.
How we doing, Beth?
Have you seen my Twitter at all lately?
Make sure he knows it's being recorded.
That's good. Yeah, this is also – we're on the podcast right now, by the way.
what were you saying?
Is that Rowan?
Yeah, the little ones. We're playing with Magna tiles.
Nice. See, that's what life is all about.
Yeah, I'm trying to make her a robot, so we'll see if this works out or not.
I just wanted to make sure that you didn't see anything that I tweeted about you yesterday.
What did you tweet about me getting juked out or something?
No. Well, I mean, it was just very, very respectful of you to give Sam LaPorta that and just, you know, like, allow him to do that.
You know, I'm just trying to help Iowa guys out.
That's what I'm saying. That's what that's all I tweeted.
Yeah.
Did you say anything to him after that?
We had a couple words exchanged afterwards.
You tell him to fuck off with that shit?
Yeah, just there was a little bit of that.
Rowan's on the phone.
He said that to me a couple plays later when we tried to block him. So it was
hey Josie, they're saying that Jack Campbell would have made that play.
Kevin's you can't hear him, but Kevin just said that people are saying Jack Campbell would have made that play.
Well, that's unfortunate. But who knows? You just never know.
It's those I mean, you're getting old, buddy. 29, old ankles.
Easy, settle down.
I'm just kidding. I hope you and the fam are doing well.
Yeah, you as well.
We gotta get you on after the season.
Yeah, whenever you guys want, just let me know.
Cool. See ya.
All right,
that went better than expected.
You did curse in front of his kid, but that was.
You think Josie's never cursed in front of his kid?
And I don't know. I could I see that being a
Josie.
I could see that being a clean mouth household.
I love Josie so much. He's so, I wish others knew him like we did. He's just literally the most simple guy. He's the most relatable guy. I mean, the man just wants to go fish and live on his land. That's all he wants.
Just wants a boat.
He just wants a boat and a pond.
Yes.
It's good to talk to Joe's. I probably haven't talked to him since we, other than texting in our group combo, since we had him on this past summer.
You know, I feel like we're getting to the age, like, you just got to start just randomly calling people, you know?
Dude, you do. It sucks. I mean, our Benton chat has lived on, and I don't think we've gone a day without a message in there for...
Yeah, but, you know, half the messages in there are just like...
What are they, Kev? What are they?
There's no appropriate way to describe them, but it's just like, this is not a conversation. It's just like outrage.
It's smut.
It's smut. Yeah, exactly. There's no coherent thoughts going on in there on a daily basis.
Josie, one of those consensus All-Americans, by the way, on the list of Hawkeyes who have done it. Let me share the screen here. Grant, we were wrong when we were trying to figure that out the other day. We said that Wirfs was the 2019. It was actually Keith.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, not that Keith didn't desert or anything. I'm surprised Tristan wasn't.
I am too. But I feel like he, similar to Kittle, has really ascended since he's gotten into the league. I mean, he was
He was a tank at Iowa.
Absolute tank. But I mean, he was not a consensus All-American.
I mean, I know he's got one tackle drafted over him, but was there anybody else?
I think he went first.
I think
he was first round. Yeah, he's like number 12 overall, and there's one.
I think he was third or fourth.
Dang.
Pull up that. Pull up the 2020 draft. 2019 draft.
2020 draft.
2020 draft.
Because then he won the Super Bowl as rookie year, right?
Yes.
Do we want to congratulate him?
2019 consensus All American.
Oh, Grant, you're right. We do.
He's
turning into an actual tea daddy. Kev, you see that?
I did see that. Yeah, congratulations to him.
Can you imagine a little Tristan?
No, I can imagine a big younger Tristan.
A big young Tristan. You can't use the word little for him.
No,
or her.
No. I would love to know what he weighed at birth. I bet it's over 10
pounds. Oh God.
He was the 13th overall pick in the 2020.
Can you see how many tackles were drafted ahead of him? I think it was three.
We got one, two, three.
Yep.
And he was the fourth.
Yep.
Who are they? Name them off.
Andrew Thomas went to the Giants in the fourth overall pick from Georgia. And then you have Jedrick Willis Jr. from Alabama as the 10th pick. Mekhi Becton from Louisville was the 11th pick to the Jets. And then Tristan Wirfs was 13th overall.
I would love to know how those other three are doing. I can't say I know off the top of my head, but I guarantee you they're not doing what Tristan Wirfs is doing.
No.
They're not about to sign for 100 milli.
Probably more. Is he, now that he's a left tackle, he's going to sign the biggest lineman contract in history, right?
More than likely. I mean, he's still young, too, is the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, what is he, 24, 5?
He might be 24.
Like, he can get another five real good years out of him.
Absolutely.
Tristan just turned 20, or he's about to turn 25. Sorry.
Okay. There you go. For those that didn't hear the last time we went over this, 5 straight years, only school with a consensus All-American each of the last 5 years. That was Keith Duncan in 19, Davion Nixon in 20. Linderbaum in 21, Campbell last year, and now Cooper and Torrey this year. So pretty decent at pumping out talent, you know, not bad. Here's the real important thing about this episode, because we can't go without this. Kevin, the other day you shared with me in a Twitter message that Ponchero's quest and said that if I didn't do this, then what was the point of me even having a not normal job where I would actually have the opportunity? So
I was nice enough to not say unemployed.
Right. So it's been done.
Someone did it, huh?
Somebody completed it.
I love this.
So
What was it for? Free burritos for a year?
Yes. So, and what that means is basically you get one free burrito a week for a year.
I mean, it's not bad.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Now, does that include like double rice, beans, double meat?
Well, here's the thing. They created an entire, look at this. They created an entire page on their website and called it the Iowa Queso Cruise.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
They explain that on December 13th, user Alex Gukin proposed that you can visit all 26 Poncheros locations in Iowa in one day. And in a follow-up post suggested that Poncheros reward whoever is willing to take on the massive challenge. So we have obliged. And then they give you rules and regulations on how to win. Now, originally, I think the original post was like, you could eat a burrito at, or you could go and buy a burrito from every Poncheros. And they made it, all you had to do was visit the locations. So, still impressive. Still had to make the drive.
Yeah,
I guess I didn't think about that. 26 burritos. Yeah, it's going to add up.
It's going to add up. It's like $300, probably. You will see in here that the one prize will be awarded to the first person or group up to four in one vehicle to visit all Poncheros locations in Iowa. The prize is the credit for 52 burritos on the Poncheros app. Approximate value of 52 burritos. Is $650. That's what they put it at. Not exchangeable for cash.
Wow.
So Jared Ness did it. And Poncheros tweeted him out at the 26th location.
Did he finish in Iowa City like the post said?
I'm not sure.
That doesn't look like the Iowa City one.
No, it doesn't. He gave stats and said some stats for those that are curious. 600 plus miles, 26 Poncheros restaurants, 15 hours in total, two energy drinks, one dead raccoon. It's tough. That is look, here's one.
That's freaking awesome.
Oh, he started.
Oh, that's smart. He started.
Oh, yeah. He started at like.
Okay.
Yeah, that's actually starting at 2 a.m.
Wow, that is smart, huh?
This should North be an Olympic Liberty event.
So he
got himself 24 hours plus instead of like the 16 hours.
341 at the Coralville Mexican Poncheros Mexican Grill. He's put them all on snaps.
Wait a second. I don't think the Corval one's open. Like, so
no, that's the thing is all he had to do was visit them. He did not.
So they changed the rules. The original post said like you could do them all. You get order burrito from each one.
Right. So he just had to go and take a picture. The last one was the downtown Iowa City one. And then at 5:31, he went to Burlington. Oh my God. He drove through the night. This is incredible if you go and see this on Twitter. He took all of it. That's amazing.
It's like this is the new Ragbri. You just go to all the Poncheros locations.
Yeah, it's probably, 600. That's more than Ragbri, I have to imagine.
I don't know how long
Ragbri definitely is. God, to Des Moines and everything. God, that's crazy.
Hope his car got good gas mileage.
I hope that Poncheros sponsors us at some point. We need it. Or Culver's. I got a Culver's 2-scoop hot fudge just waiting for me in the freezer after this podcast. God, I can't wait. So there's that. Important stuff. Let's see if I have anything other. Did you guys catch any of the bowl game action that's kicked off? I'd love to hear your thoughts on these riveting games, the five riveting games from yesterday.
Cure Bowl wins best game. Awesome.
Dude, just in downpour.
Downpour. 13 fumbles. During the game,
it was horrible.
There was guys would get tackled into like the one of the logos painted on the field,
yeah,
and then come up and their back had like an imprint of the logo,
yeah,
on it. It was
completely
awesome,
completely white with paint.
Yeah, no points were at a premium for sure in that game, but that was fantastic. And then, there was other good games too, like the
they were good games.
LA Bowl was awesome. Even like the Carrier Bowl, fantastic.
Oh, yeah, Jacksonville State, Louisiana game. That was a good game.
Congrats, Jacksonville State. They were part of the JMU locked out.
Mm-hmm. And they needed a bunch of teams to lose in order to get to a bowl game.
Yeah, and that's their first bowl win ever. So,
wow.
Congrats to them.
Yeah.
tomorrow there's one bowl game on Monday night. Who was it? I already forgot.
Western Kentucky versus Old Dominion. Old Dominion minus -5.
I think I took Big Red in the bowl pick'em.
And that was, I think that was at -2.5 earlier today.
Wow.
Something's happening.
Wow. These bowl games change on a dime too, because people announce that they're out, they're foregoing their eligibility, they're entering the draft, all this stuff.
Yeah, it's like it's wild. I don't like the amount of time that you'd have to devote to accurately bet these games, like with good information, would be
it's impossible.
Painstaking.
The promotion that Western Kentucky put out with our guy Big Red in it.
No.
Oh, it was great. It was like I'm gonna try and find it, but it was like the scene from The Lion King where Simba is in the trench, and but instead of being chased by wildebeest, he's getting chased by Big Red.
Unreal. They did the really cool thing with their decals earlier this year.
Oh yeah, that was brilliant.
Every position group got a different decal, and it was Big Red playing that position.
And then they sold those shirts and hoodies too for NIL. Like you could buy it. I almost became their biggest booster.
I 100% am going to find one of the specialist Big Red shirts.
Probably still on the website.
I bet they are. A few things to cap the show here as far as Iowa football goes. Got a new quarterback commit in the class of 25 out of Indianapolis, I believe. So there's only one of those per class, so they found their guy. Evidently, he runs a 4.5 40. Every kid from high school claims he runs a 4.5 40, so who knows if that's real or not. But I know that the kid in the class of 24, I think his name is Resar, and the 25 commit, I already forgot his name, they both run fast, so that's cool. And a new punter commit today from Australia. We went and got one from Australia. His name is, I think, Reese. It's spelled R-H-Y-S. Dakin. Reese Dakin.
If I saw the photo correctly, he's got a hell of a haircut.
He's got a mullet, I think. And that's what we want.
They built him in a lab to be the perfect punter for Iowa.
Absolutely. We went and got him. We harvested him from the lab. And then finally, still no news on who will be the new offensive coordinator. There's been a lot of conjecture online. The entire fan base went absolutely berserk two nights ago when there was word that it was going to be Joe Philbin. And then all of a sudden, everyone was a Joe Philbin expert. It's incredible how much people know about people that they've never heard about before. People are pissed. People are happy.
I mean, he was a head coach in the NFL for a little bit, so not exactly a...
How many Iowa fans know anything about the real football talent coaching ability of Joe Philbin, though, Kev? Not that many.
No idea. I don't know.
Not that many. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of people come out and they're like, I do not like this hire. If this is the guy, here's why, blah, blah, blah. Brother.
I don't think there's any hire out there that's going to make everyone happy.
Can we start our own rumor of a coach?
We should do that.
I already did. I've been telling people it's Kevin Ward.
I was going to say, can we be like, hey, I saw Jeff Fisher's plane was in Iowa City.
Oh, Jeff Fisher.
Dude, the plane stuff, I put this down. The plane stuff is weird to me. There are people who track flights.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And this is prime flight tracking season.
Especially like around like big geopolitical events like around the world, like people get really into that shit. Who was the Mexican drug cartel boss?
El Chapo.
They're like, wait, guys, there's a plane that's coming back from Mexico, and like we're pretty sure it's El Chapo, and it turned out being El Chapo. Like, where are these people figuring this shit out?
That's what I'm saying, man. It's too creepy that people know exactly where you're traveling these days. 3 days ago, again, the Iowa fan base, I don't know who did it, they saw that there was a plane that went to that came in from Utah, Salt Lake City, and then was in Iowa City for a couple hours and then flew back to Salt Lake City. And so the conjecture was that it was Andy Ludwig, who's the current OC at Utah. And I'm like, what? How do we – what are we doing? We got to just chill. Everybody chill. Go touch grass.
What? I like the flight tracking.
Grant, you don't
like
touch it? Some grass.
I like it.
hang out with your family, open your presents, eat your holiday meals. Let's just all hang out and let them tell us who it is. We don't have to stalk people.
Or flight track as a family. Everyone gets their own screen.
That's creepy to me, man. That is weird. There was you know, Paul Christ has been floated around as a guy. Scott Frost was a guy that people were saying.
Yeah, I saw that rumor was like somehow caught traction for like a day. Like,
I guarantee
there's absolutely zero chance.
KF would not hire Scott Frost.
0% chance.
He would hire Paul Christ.
In a heartbeat, but I don't know if Paul Christ wants to take that job.
I don't either. The other names I've heard were Polisek, who just got announced today that he is taking the head coaching job at NDSU.
Saw that. Congrats.
Shout out to Coach Pauly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great spot for him, taking over where he was.
Where did NDSU's coach go? Because I forget. I think they.
I don't know.
Did they win last week?
No, I think they lost. I don't think they won the. They weren't even like a top eight team this year in FCS. I don't believe.
They went to overtime with Montana over the weekend.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
It was an awesome game. Yeah.
Oh, cool. The last name I heard, Kev, and not many people know who this guy is, but David Rye.
David Rye.
Does that ring a bell?
No.
Oh. I'm pretty sure he was there kind of around the first year that we were in the building, or maybe the year before. He was a GA-ish kind of offensive assistant at Iowa before our time. Then he went on to the NFL and was with the Packers, a few other teams, I believe, as an offensive assistant. And they were floating his name as a potential for the OC as well. So who knows who it's going to be? I think, Kevin, you should apply.
I saw it's posted. Like, it's posted on the university's website.
It was as a public job. I think their rule is you have to post it for like 10 days or something. And obviously people had their fun with that one, sent it around the the internet, Twitterverse. I cannot imagine how many fake
applications. Do you think if one of us applied that we would get an interview?
We would get pulled.
We'd get a message like, hey, yeah, coach wants to talk to you about the position. Shit for like 10 minutes and he's like, okay, now get out of here.
First of all, well, maybe. Who knows?
Should have applied.
If they're considering one of us, it ain't me. It ain't fucking me. So it's you.
If I get a phone call, you know?
I think you might make you might make it past the first screening of like, all right, we pulled out all the people who said that they have 10 years of NCAA experience on the NCAA 2006 with Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush. But Kevin Ward, you've made the cut. You're going to get a second level phone call from like, you know, I don't
just know. Just Rita. Rita's going to call you.
Rita's going to call you and make sure it's actually you or something. I have no idea. I don't know. The OC thing is weird. It's all weird. Anything else before we sign off? Hour in the books. Patreon.com/washedupwalkons. Help us help the kids. It's your final push for the year. Let's make this donation massive, as Ike Butker would say. That's all I got. Tough day for the Broncos. Sorry.
It's okay.
It's a tough weekend.
We're in trouble now, but we still got life. We still got Josie Jewell.
Yes, you do. And I'm titling this episode a Josie Jewell guest appearance.
Oh, Riley Moss, though, had a big play.
He had a great special teams tackle.
Big special teams play.
Yeah. Shout out to Riley. Tough to come back from injury. Cool. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again on Thursday. Talk to you then. Peace. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.